You want to know the quickest way to feel like crap about yourself?
What's that?
Ask your child how they think you're doing in the parenting department.
Oh, joy.
Yes, it's been a fun week at my house. Yeah, so... Oh, is it Friday yet?
Nope, it's Tuesday.
Why? Why is this week taking forever?
I don't know, but I feel the same way. Yeah, it's been a week. It's just Tuesday.
It's been like a month kind of a week. Like, it's been a long week. It's been a long week. I don't even have words for how this week has been for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a nice little conversation with my daughter yesterday, and she was really mad at me. Like, I need to use bigger, stronger words for that, but I can't for our podcast rating.
Well, you know, she's what, 8?
Yeah.
She's 8. You're not that far from the teenage years, so baby, it only gets better from here.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited about it. Oh, my eyeballs hurt from the parenting hot mess that I have going on this week.
Well, what do you mean your eyeballs hurt?
Well, I mean, obviously, hot mess moms. Like, that's what we are. That's what we do.
Oh, yeah. She's Dawn. I'm Gina, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do that today for some weird reason.
Hi, everybody. Lord.
See, you are a hot mess. You're so much of a hot mess, you forget to introduce yourself.
On my Hot Mess Moms podcast? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, I kind of got had a stern talking to. Well, I had a stern talking at because my daughter was quite mad at me.
I was about to say, wait, was it a to or a from?
It was, yeah, I received the talking. She's mad because we're busy and everybody's life is busy. Like, everybody's busy.
Yeah, it's life.
But my house is especially busy right now because I'm in the process of leaving one job and working other jobs all at the same time. And so if you look at it from the perspective of what I do and like separate them that way. Right now I kind of have like 4 jobs. Oof. Yeah, it's a lot. And so one's going away, which is fantastic.
That's the biggest one.
Yes. It's the one that gets in the way of all my jobs that I want to be doing.
Ironically, it's the one that pays the least.
Yeah, it is. Isn't that funny? Huh. But she got mad at me because I said something about us coming over here today to record. And she said, "Ah, Mom." And I was like, "What, baby?" She was like, "All you ever do is work." She's like, "I just want to see my friends." I thought, "Oh, crap." Like, I've been working too much. I need to take a break. So I had to tell her, "Baby, I promise it's like 2 more weeks." Like, I literally have, I'm taking Thursday and Friday off this week. Mm-hmm. So I have 6 actual work days left at my old full-time job.
Like that dependable, reliable place with benefits.
And let's not get into that conversation today. But yes, so that place. I have 6 actual working days left. So I keep trying to tell her, like, it's almost over, baby. Like, it won't be as bad. Because once that's gone, all of the stuff that I do at night and on the weekends, and a majority of that will be done during the day. Mm-hmm. So it will free up our evenings. We'll be able to, like, go hang out with friends and go do stuff and go to a movie and, like, all that stuff that we haven't done in a while.
Right.
But she's a little bit over it.
Kids are resilient.
She'll be great. Like, when she's 20, she'll be like, "Dude, my mom, like, I remember when I was 8, she was bust." I mean, I know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But right now, she's over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not happy with me. So I had to call my friend, Brittany today, because me and her are really good friends, but our daughters are also really good friends, and I had to tell her that my child was mad at me and that she needed a play date with her daughter so that she could have some hang out with a friend time that wasn't on a strict, like, we only have 45 minutes kind of routine, you know, kind of schedule.
Right.
So yeah, I felt like crap. I felt like a super hot mess parent.
But, I mean, it's hard to be the parent in that situation because, like, you want so much for your kids to be happy all the time. But at the other end of the spectrum, you know that it's, like, those moments of going through that. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't have a better way to put it other than, you know, the crunch times of, you know, you have a lot on your plate. You have a lot to handle, and life gets complicated. And it's that complications that helps them to realize that, you know, life isn't all fair all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of that, I'm usually pretty good at being able to see something from the perspective of when she's grown, mm-hmm. she will understand, or she will appreciate, or she will, you know, like she will be stronger for having gone through all of this now. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see that in your kids. I can see that in the childhood that I had. Like, mm-hmm. I see that, and I can fully understand that. But in the moment when your kid just wants to sit at home and play with their friend, and you're like, we gotta go. Again, we've been home for 17 minutes. Mommy's on a schedule. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of moment, it's like, oh my God, I suck. Like, I'm the most boring parent ever, because she just wants to hang out and go do something fun. And I'm like, can't. Mama's gotta work. You know what I mean? There's no making that fun for an 8-year-old.
No, it's just not. There's not. Definitely not.
No.
But she'll come throughout on the other side. A couple of weeks from now, she'll have all this time with you, and then you know what'll happen?
She'll be sick of me.
She'll be sitting on her iPad going, "Mom, just leave me alone."
Oh yeah, she told me yesterday. I told her that y'all were going out of town in April, mm-hmm. and that I would be working from home that week. And she was like, can you finally come have lunch with me? And I said, yes, I can. She was like, how many times? And I said, I don't know, a couple, you know, like throughout the week. And she was like, well, can I pick a friend to eat lunch with us on those days? And I said, yeah, that's fine. She said, okay, on the first day, it's going to be Hayden. And on the second day, it's going to be Cameron. And on the third day, it's just, you know, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't come and have lunch every single day with you. I said a couple of times. So that's like two. Pick two, you know. And she was like, well, I want to have lunch with you by myself too. I said, okay, then pick a friend one day. And then on the other day, it'll just be me and you. And she was just like, oh, why not more? And I was like, because I said so. She said, how about three? And I'm like, how about one? I'm like, I negotiate really good. like I don't give in to terrorists, okay? So she was like, okay, fine, two. And I was like, all right, so, you know, just let me know. I said, do I need to send anything, you know, saying so-and-so is going to join us for lunch whenever I come? She was like, no, I don't think so. I said, okay, that's fine. So we're in the car laughing about it. I'm laughing at her, basically. And it was just, Mom, are you going to be able to, like, she has that condescending, like, my child's witty. She's very witty. She's very quick. But she's also a little snarky like her mom. She's like, are you even gonna? You know, like, it's that you can hear it dripping out of every word she says. I'm just like, yes, I will be there. How long is that from now? Because, you know, the school year is almost ending. It's almost spring break. I'm like, it's next month. Calm down. You'll still be in school. And then I think I've raised a terrorist a little bit. So.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. Emotional goodness. Terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to 8 years old, America. Yeah.
But she's primarily an only child. I mean,
yeah. Primarily. Her dad's got, his girlfriend's got three kids, and they live with them full time. So whenever she goes there, she has to do the share story. You know what I mean? And all of that stuff. But yeah, 98% of the time, she's an only child.
Yeah. So it has to be really hard for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's not just little kids, though, that have, like, these crappy parenting moments.
So I'm so glad to know it gets better.
Well, I mean, it kind of does, but unbeknownst to me, my girls had dinner with my mom the other night, which is awesome. They go down there a lot. They mm-hmm. have dinner with her, you know, once a week or so. And while they're down there, mm-hmm. my youngest, Hannah, and my mom, decide to gang up on my older one, Lauren, and they're like, it won't be long and you and Mom are not going to be close together anymore. Like, you're going to kind of drift apart. And she was like, why? Why would you say that? And she was like, oh, you're getting older. You know, you're going to drift apart. You're going to have your own family. And she was like, so what has that got to do with it? Because I'm incredibly close to my kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Lauren is, like, crying at this point because she is so afraid that I don't want to be close to her anymore. And I'm like, what the... Like, I was so angry.
I'd have been angry, too.
I was angry at my kid and my mom at the same time. And that's hard to do.
That is hard to do. That's really hard. Holy crap!
Yeah, she was, like, bawling. Like,
and they didn't think at any point, maybe we should shut up a little bit.
No. They didn't.
That's hot mess sister love right there. And, yeah. And grandparents stuff.
Yeah. I was a little irritated. So I would like to report.
Then you have Mama Bear that wants to come out and protect your oldest. Mm-hmm. And then you have Mom that wants to come out and whoop your youngest. And then you have daughter that's like, don't mess with my family. That wants to go after Mom. Oh, wow.
I'm already bipolar. I'm ready to be tripolar. Like, oh my gosh, it was such a cluster of emotions.
Yeah.
Like, I was so frustrated and irritated, but then proud of Lauren all at the same time because she's like,
so I want to be close to my mom.
This is gonna happen. Yeah. Like, you make the decision whether or not to be close to your kids. And,
yeah, you and I talked about that recently.
And, it was heartbreaking and frustrating. And
Did you big hug Lauren?
Well, Lauren will be here for dinner later tonight. Awesome. After we're done podcasting, we usually have dinner together.
Because so, she feeds me.
Yeah, I feed her.
I'm currently margarita-ing, so.
Yeah.
You're also welcome, America.
Blood orange margaritas are the best, right? Yeah, it is.
They're nice and delicious.
You can find that recipe on my blog at theshabbygreekgottage.com. You can link to those in the show notes.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, right?
Yeah.
So... she'll be here in a little bit, and I haven't seen her since vacation because, mm-hmm. Last week I kind of talked about how I was ready to kill them both on vacation.
Yeah.
That was a hot mess.
Yeah. Amy got in the car today when I picked her up from school, and that, I will say that is one thing I'm adamant about. Like, if I can help it, I'm always the one to pick her up from school. Like, mm-hmm. I can't take her every day right now, but I pick her up every single day, unless I'm stuck behind a train or some random nonsense because of life. So I picked her up from school and, hey, baby, how was school? You know, like the normal get in the car, high, low, unexpected conversation that we have. And she's like, Mom, Carson is going to give me his address. And I said, oh, he is, huh? And she said, yeah. And I was like, well, what's that for? And she was like, sleepover. And the look on my face probably said something like, excuse me. and the voices in my head were also not as nice. Mind you, they're eight. There's no like sleepovers gonna happen. I don't know his parents. And I'm real big on, I don't know your parents. You're not going over there. Yeah. You know, like, I'm old school.
Right.
That's how that works in our house. So, and she's eight, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking like, okay, sure, it's sleepover. Okay, whatever, you know, that's not going to happen. But the mom in me also went, no. So I just was like, uh-huh, and kept it to myself. Because there was no need to get into that.
No, not at eight.
No. No, 14, we're getting all kinds of into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not eight.
Not eight, yeah.
She doesn't even understand at eight, so.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy, though.
Mm-hmm. This is the same boy that married your best friend at recess a couple weeks ago.
Oh, but he wants her to come over for a sleepover?
Yeah. Kind of.
That boy's a player.
Dude, like, he was a cute little kid in kindergarten. Now I'm not so sure I like him so much. 2 years.
Skirting around with her best friend.
Right?
And then he's trying to sneak her in the back door.
Right? Dude, second grade is brutal at recess, okay? It's not cool.
Not cool at all.
No. Full Mama Bear action. I'm just like, Mm-hmm. It's a lot of that noise coming out of my face.
Woo. Yeah. Have mercy.
Yeah. So I need a plan. How am I going to, I need to like figure out how to, I know it's 6 actual working days left and then things will, you know, even out over, right. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But like, I think I need to take my child out to a movie or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like so. We need some like bonding time.
Like maybe tomorrow night you take her to a movie and
yeah,
go hang out and all that jazz.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu class doesn't count as bonding time.
No.
Because she also got hurt at jiu-jitsu and then was full of tears. She fell on the mat and, like, barely skinned her knee. Like, it was red. That's the extent. It was red knee. Like, she didn't hurt herself. But she's a very sensitive child, like her mother was. And she was full of tears, which led into, I'm never going to learn this because everybody, they come in there and they learn it once and they've got it. And I don't remember any of this stuff and I can't do it. And I'm also not smart and I'm bad at math and they're going to fail me in second grade. Like, she's a snowballer. And I'm talking kind of quietly because she's in the other room. So she's a snowballer. If you understand what that means.
Yeah. It was one thing leads to another, and yeah, it's just a like hot mess.
One bad moment leads to a crap day.
Yeah, it's like a complete total meltdown.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's always full of tears, and we have to have these long conversations about you are not dumb, you're very smart, you're not failing second grade, you're going to third grade. Like I already know because you're above average in all of your scores and all of your testing, but I missed a word on my spelling test. That's not what they're testing on.
Explain to me, how is it that second graders have such anxiety? Because in second grade, I was still trying to figure out how to color in the lines.
Oh, they're doing, second grade is not like it was when we were in it. Now they're doing stuff in second grade that I was doing in fourth and fifth grade.
It's insane.
Yeah, they start cursive next year.
Oh, so they're going to teach them cursive?
I mean, school teaches cursive. They start in third grade, which is fantastic.
That's when I started was in third grade.
Yeah, but they're doing, like, they're up in the, like, adding and subtracting of, like, hundreds and all of that stuff. And right now they're learning money.
You have to learn that crazy math?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, well, see, here's the, oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to go on a Common Core tangent, if you can tell by my tone.
I might need a margarita.
I'm not a fan. So they learn math, some newfangled Common Core way that I've never done, never heard of, can't help with because I'm old and I learned it the original way.
The right way?
Yeah. And then after they go through all of the adding Common Core and subtract Common Core and all of the different numbers, then they start back over and do it the old school way.
Which makes more sense, by the way.
Why are you doing it both ways? Because now my child is confused.
As to which way is the right way.
Exactly. And then she sees...
I swear to you, it takes 10 times longer to learn Common Core than it does to learn regular math.
I know. And I can't help my child because I don't know what all the dots and slashes and circles and draw. I don't have any clue what they want or what they're asking. I don't know. I'm a 37-year-old woman, and I have not a clue how they expect me to subtract 2 from 2.
I can barely do math with letters in it whenever you start adding in random symbols that...
I just keep telling her not to worry about it and that calculators are cheap now and no
everybody has
and
one.
No boss ever in life is going to ever tell you, I need you to do these equations. You're not allowed to use a calculator and I need you to show your work. No boss is ever going to say that.
Can you remember like when we were in school and they would be like, you're not going to have a calculator in your back pocket. And I'm like, joke's on you, Brenda, because
it's on my watch. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just keep telling her, don't worry about it. Like as long as you, now I'm a fan. Yes. She needs to learn money math. I am big about, yes, decimals, money math, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do.
You need to learn that. But when it comes to a lot of this other stuff, calculator is just fine. And then now they're adding in algebra with it.
In second grade.
Second grade. Like, there's algebra problems. It's not actual adult algebra, but it's algebra problems.
Have mercy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. The silence is the moment of like, like there's no word. You can't even describe how frustrating it is because there are no words that do not include me cussing a lot.
I'm just glad I don't have to deal with it anymore. Hopefully your little one will be able, because once they get to a certain point, they start to teach themselves and they don't need math homework anymore. Yeah. Because by the time they get to fourth or fifth grade, they've pretty much got it figured out at that point.
I hope so. Math homework is the only homework we have every night.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't have, she's got AR books and stuff like that, but that's it. It's just math every night.
Which is insane. They shouldn't give them.
I'm not a fan of homework anyways.
Me either.
I think
they're at school all day.
Yeah, I think homework is just busy work.
I swear to you, it is my belief that homework is the reason why kids have so much anxiety. They can't turn their brain off. They can't relax. They can't wind down.
It's the same thing that, like, I couldn't stand taking online classes because you could never stop doing it because you were never in class, but you couldn't ever leave class because you had to do all these dumb, like busy work assignments and commenting on people's stuff to mimic class participation, which isn't real. You're not learning it. It's just busy work. So they have something to grade you on. It's crap. I don't like it. I don't do homework. I don't like homework.
Mm, me either.
She's currently out in the living room doing hers.
Well, I guess we better go check on her. And that's all I got for this week.
Yeah, so what's the rundown? I'm a hot mess mom. I work too much.
Yeah.
My child needs some attention. She snowballs. Yeah.
Yay, parenting.
And we all hate Common Core.
Yay!
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.